Hi, I'm Dave Summers, and welcome to AMA's Edgewise, where you'll hear fresh insights from recognized thought leaders across a wide range of subject matters. AMA's Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. The AMA is a global leader in professional development and education, improving the immediate performance and long-term growth of individuals and organizations. Please check us out on our website, www.amanet.org. Today we'll be talking to C.J. Hayden, principal of Wings Business Coaching, LLC, a firm that teaches self-employed professionals to make more money with less effort. Before we talk to C.J., we'd like to invite you to provide feedback on this podcast by either emailing us at podcast@amanet.org or calling us at 800-697-3406. Your email or phone message might be heard on a future episode. C.J. Hayden is the author of such books as Get Clients Now, published by AMA's own Amacom Books, and Get Hired Now. C.J. is the principal of Wings Business Coaching, LLC, in San Francisco. Since 1992, she's been teaching self-employed professionals to make a better living doing what they love. C.J. holds the credentials of Mastered Certified Coach and Certified Professional Co-Active Coach. What's the biggest marketing mistake most entrepreneurs make?
What I find with most entrepreneurs and small business owners is that they refuse to choose a specific target market and develop a plan to reach just that market. So many entrepreneurs don't have a focus for their marketing. They're afraid to limit themselves to a specific niche in the marketplace, so they market to everyone. But they really don't have the resources in time or in money for that kind of marketing. It's like they're trying to market like Coca-Cola on a mom-and-pop budget. It's so essential to pick a niche and market to just that niche. It's really the only way that a small business can compete in a crowded marketplace.
You know, it's interesting. I noticed that in the introduction to your book, Get Clients Now, is a quote from Einstein: the significant problems we face cannot be solved at the level of thinking that created them. I guess what that does is it sets the reader up for, this isn't just a book about, you know, marketing tricks or anything like that. There's you really have to think about and strategize about what you want to do. Is that correct?
That's very correct. It's so important to have some kind of plan. It's very easy to come up with a long list of marketing ideas, and I find that that's what a lot of books and other marketing resources do, is they give you that idea list. But if you don't put that list together into some kind of organized system or structure, it's really impossible for you to work from it and be effective and productive in everything that you do. So having that plan or that structure is the new level of thinking for many entrepreneurs and small business owners and even salespeople about marketing and selling, because so often what they do is very haphazard, scattershot, stop and start.
A lot of entrepreneurs are, you know, they're doing what they know best, but they really don't know how to promote themselves. How can they get over the fear?
That's so true, because most people, when they go into business, they're not professionals at marketing and sales. They're experts at the specialty in their business. So what you need to do to begin with is try practicing self-promotion in a safe environment. Try on your self-introduction or your elevator speech with friends or with colleagues or with a coach. Practice having those selling conversations with people who will listen to you, give you some honest feedback on what you have to say before you take it out in the world, because it's so nerve-wracking, really, to promote yourself, that you need to get those words down and get the feeling of saying positive things about yourself, almost bragging, into your mind and your body before you try it on for real. And at the same time, I think it's important to try and see what it is really that you're afraid of. What are you hesitating about? What is it that's coming up for you when you start to think about promoting yourself? And look to see what might reduce that fear for you. If it's rejection you're afraid of, for example, try working on building your self-confidence. If it's the unknown that you're afraid of, work to build your knowledge. Most of us are not born promoters, but it's a skill that I think anybody can learn if we go about very deliberately working to increase the skills that will allow us to be better at it.
C.J., what are some of the best ways for small business owners to go to market themselves?
The best marketing methods are the ones that put you into contact directly with your target market. You want to talk to them in person on the phone, write personal, not mass-produced letters, and practice things like networking, building referral relationships, even public speaking, which if you're good at it, is an excellent marketing technique. There are all ways that you can reach out to customers directly and proactively. What you don't want to do is make a habit of having your whole marketing campaign be about marketing strategies that you're really hiding behind. Things like advertising, whether it's in print publications or through the media or on the internet, you're hiding behind that. You're not getting in touch with your customers. You're not letting them get to know you. The more you can have personal and personalized, customized contact with people, the more they get to know who you really are. And that's what's so important in this overcrowded marketplace that we exist in order for people to have a sense of who's behind this business, who is it that I really want to be interacting with here. And that's what's going to allow them to choose that you're the right person to serve them instead of trying to sift through all of these anonymous messages that really anybody can pay for and place an ad. It doesn't say anything about you and how good you are. But when you're in touch with someone personally, they can judge that for themselves. And that's what converts prospects to clients.
Where do they start? What is the first step toward that personal type of marketing message or strategy? What things can they do to get started?
The place that most people find their first round of customers and clients is among the people who they already know and the people who those people know. A lot of people say, oh, I don't have much of a network. But the reality is, for most of us, if we sit down and we look through our address book, the numbers on our cell phone, the names in our checkbook, the names on our holiday list, all the people that we worked with at our last job, the people who belong to clubs and organizations that we're part of, we start to discover that really our network is much bigger than we thought. We just weren't thinking of those people as being in our business life or as being able to lead us to customers and clients, when of course absolutely they can. So the first place to start is really look at what is this list of people with whom I'm already in contact and how could they potentially help me to get more clients. If what you do is you reach out to the people who you already know and you're very specific about what you're looking for. So, for example, let's say you want to market to small business owners. You ask them, who do you know that's a small business owner? The mistake a lot of people make is you call up someone and say, hi, I need referrals. Give me names and phone numbers. And that's not very likely to produce results. But if what you do is you say, I have this great product or service for small business owners, do you know anybody that I could talk to about that or any ways that you might suggest I would get in touch with small business owners? It not only produces immediate results because sometimes people will introduce you or refer you directly to someone who might be a customer, it also produces long-term results because what you're doing is you're acquainting those people who you already know with your business. I find that so often you might have people that you go to the gym with or a group of personal friends who you have dinner with periodically. They don't even know what you do for a living. So start there with those people. Make sure that they do know what you do and who would be a good client for you, and you'll find that it immediately starts to stimulate referrals.
It seems to me that at least the way the book is being positioned at this point, it is indeed for the people who are deemed as sort of self-employed. Are there any lessons within the book or within your thoughts that could play to an internal audience that perhaps has an entrepreneurial, you know, spin to its internal departments?
Absolutely. I wrote the book for people who are consultants, professionals, coaches, independent professionals providing their services. But what I've found is that many people who are selling or marketing a service of any kind have found the book to be very helpful in a couple of different ways. One is if they have any business development responsibility for their company or their organization at all, to give them an idea of what they really need to be doing to reaching out on a personal level to people. And the second is looking at how it is that we make buying decisions to begin with. The reality is that under any circumstance, if we have something to promote, whether it's a product we're trying to sell or a project that we want to go through, we want people to approve, the secret underlying getting people to do business with you, whatever that looks like, is to build up the know, like, and trust factor. if people get to know you, learn to like you, and feel that they can trust you, then they're much more likely to want to accept whatever it is that you're promoting than they ever will be if they don't know you well or if they don't feel as if you're trustworthy. So working on how to build that know, like, and trust factor is infinitely more important than spending a lot of time crafting the perfect message and getting the words right and providing a whole lot of supporting background information. You know, it's a well-known fact that many, many deals take place on the golf course, playing racquetball, other environments than a sales conversation. It's the same thing in any environment. The way that you convince people to do what you want to do is get to know them on a personal level so that they understand where you're coming from, and it's going to be much more possible for you to, if you do that, to convince them to go along with your way of thinking.
And just, I think my final question here is, what's different about, what's new with this second edition?
What's new in the second edition are two things. The first is the internet. When the first edition was written, the internet was just really in the beginnings of its evolution and not well understood as a source for marketing. And now internet marketing is woven throughout the book so that people can really grasp how they can best integrate internet marketing into all of the marketing that they're already doing and that they know how to do. The second thing is relationship marketing. There was a lot of relationship marketing material in the first edition, but in the new edition, it's very focused on relationship marketing. I don't come right out and say things like, don't cold call, and in fact, there's some suggestions for cold calling in the book. But what I do suggest is that cold calling is kind of a last resort. It's something to do if you want to feel as if you're making some headway and being productive quickly and you don't have a lot of time to spend on building relationships, but it's really pretty far down the list in terms of your choices for what's going to be effective, for what's going to produce results. Where you really want to put your focus is on building those relationships that lead to building that know, like, and trust factor and lead to, eventually, to clients.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Yes, now it's time for You've Been Spotted, where we interview random people who are attending a workshop or seminar at one of our five executive conference centers. For more information on our executive conference centers and seminars, please visit our website at www.amanet.org. Take it away, Kevin.
This is Kevin Lee in AMA's Executive Conference Center. I'm visiting AMA seminar, The Voice of Leadership, where participants are discussing the importance of self-marketing in the companies they work for. What have you learned in this class so far that's helped you think more in terms of self-marketing?
I have it. I just need to believe in myself more and be more articulate into everybody's, you know, with the peers. And right now I'm thinking of doing a survey with the peers of my organization to see how they see myself, me. So I'm thinking of doing that as well as some of the senior management as well that I am in contact with.
That's initiative right there.
Just me, over-aggressive.
Well, there you go. You have it.
I work in a plastic industry. Yeah, it's my department is the medical fabrics industry. You know, you make products for operation rooms. I think that's a very important if you want to be in the future a leadership position. You have to know people and influence people.
How do you self-market without feeling like you're, you know, being too aggressive or giving the wrong impression?
For my situation, I will do that through project. I always, like in this morning, we talk about the leadership, how you prepare yourself. There are three elements: exposure, image, and the performance. I always believe the performance for technical people is the top priority. If you don't perform, either technically or in some other area, marketing or sales, and how can you, without performance, how can you be in the leadership?
At this moment, we've changed leadership, and my senior vice president had left the company, and my boss has told me that I need to be more exposed. So to get onto the new senior vice president calendar and start networking more and... So that's what I'm doing at this moment, taking this class and trying to be trying, doing it again, you know, proving myself again.
That never quite ends, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Just remember, we really need your feedback. So please drop us an email at podcast@amanet.org or call us at 800-697-3406. That number again is 800-697-3406. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.